And little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. Might size, always on the go, if you want to know, Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
Well, here it is, 5:45 now, and time to see what's happening to Orphan Annie after that thrilling final test flight in Professor Kenyon's secret new airplane. But first, let's look in on a real-life airport, the great airport of Los Angeles, California. On the runway stands one of the giant new 14-berth Douglas sleeper planes, flagship of the American Airlines fleet, ready to take off. Listen.
The Sunner, American Airlines sleeper flagship, loading at gate number 4 for Phoenix, Fort Worth, Memphis, Washington, and New York.
And there it goes. Speeding down the runway, the silver plane glides into the air. With keen-eyed Doc Ader, crack pilot of American Airlines, at the controls, starting the flight to New York. And what a flight. Speeding through the sky at a cruising speed of 200 miles per hour. This great Douglas sleeper plane wings its way from Los Angeles to New York, that's about 3,000 miles, in less than 16 hours' time. And you can depend on pilot Doc Ader to keep the great ship true on its course. Believe me, an air pilot's job is a real man's job, demanding cool nerves, a steady hand, a quick, clear-thinking brain, and strength, vitality, and endurance to keep alert every minute of the time in the air. And say, here's something you ought to know. To help give him the pep and endurance he needs, Doc Ader drinks Ovaltine. Yes, sir. This famous air pilot and many other pilots flying the American Airlines planes drink Ovaltine because they know every cupful of Ovaltine gives them important minerals and vitamins and things to help build up their strength and endurance, help to keep them on their toes, mentally alert, and physically fit to protect the safety of passengers on American Airlines, the most popular airline in the world. And so, if American Airlines pilots drink Ovaltine to build their pep and vitality, that's something you certainly want to try, too. Ask your mother to get you some Ovaltine at her drug or grocery store now, so you can start off with a big, delicious cupful for supper this very night. And be sure to drink it with all your meals, and in between meals, every day from now on. But now, for Annie's adventure. Last time, remember, Annie and our friends came down from their test flight to find the professor's safe blown open and the secret plans of his airplane missing. And then they heard a noise in the barn, the sound of someone kicking or pounding on wood. And here they are now, just as we left them, Annie, Joe, Professor Kenyon, and Bob Bond, standing before the safe, listening to the noise. Do you hear it?
Lizards, there is someone still in this barn.
Yes, there is, Annie.
Gosh, the noise seems to be coming from that closed door over there.
That's exactly where it is coming from, Joe. Stand back, everyone.
Bob, what are you going to do with that gun?
Easy, Professor. These spies aren't too careful with guns. I don't intend to be. Fight fire with fire.
But, Bob, I don't want anyone to be hurt.
And no one will be, if they do as I say. Stand back now. I'm going to open this door.
Come on.
Listen, someone called from behind that door.
Back, everyone. I'm going to open it. Now come out, whoever you are, and come with your hands in the air.
Land sakes alive. Do I have to come with my hands in the air?
Mrs. Silo.
And Mr. Silo.
Yeah, it's us, Joe, born me.
And my sakes and stars, you don't know how glad I am to see you. You can put that gun down, young man. My goodness, I've seen enough guns for one evening. Annie, come here to my arms.
Leaping lizards, Mrs. Silo. I never dreamed it was you and Mr. Silo in that box stall. For a minute, I was forgetting you came over here with us.
It's us all right, Annie, and land sakes, is Ma mad about being locked in that store?
Mad? Of course I'm mad. My sakes, in all the years I've lived on a farm, I've never been locked in a box stall before. But I will admit that the man that did it was polite.
Man who did it? Who
are you? Sakes alive, you don't think Pa and me went into that stall by ourselves, do you? Of course somebody did it.
Who, madam? Who?
Heavens to Betsy, don't call me madam. That's what the other man did.
Who? This is important, Mrs. Silo.
Important? It certainly is, Mr. Bond. Land sakes, it's so important. I can hardly wait to get Elmer Slemp, the marshal, on the telephone and tell him about these goings-on. As long as I've lived in Tucker County, I've never been put in a box stall before.
Mrs. Silo, it is important.
What I said, Annie. I don't intend to be threatened and ordered about by foreigners.
Please, Mrs. Silo, can I tell her, Professor?
Go ahead, Annie.
Those men who were here tonight, Mrs. Silo, were foreign spies.
Spies? Heavens to Betsy.
They were after the plans of Professor Kenyon's new airplane.
Well, why didn't somebody tell me about it? Why didn't
they explain? We've got to know what happened here, Mrs. Silo, and know it quick.
That's right, Annie. That's right.
Suppose you let me talk.
Go ahead, Pa. Who's stopping you? Land o' me. I don't know what this is all about.
Go ahead, Mr. Silo.
It was this way. Ma and me were standing in front of the barn.
Admiring the stars, Pa.
Yes, admiring the stars. Then, first thing we knew, there were people all around us.
With guns, Pa.
Yeah, with guns. We didn't have a chance to do a thing.
What about the watchdog?
Heard them talking about him, Joe. They chloroformed him.
Jumping grasshoppers. So that's what Nicholson was getting that chloroform in town that day for. I thought it was something like this.
Nicholson, that's the name, Annie. I know, because he came to the house looking for room and board.
Ma.
Go on, Mr. Silo. What happened?
What happened was that this man Nicholson and his two helpers, Ferrara and a girl named Dawn...
Dawn Martin! I knew she wasn't a painter.
They forced us inside the barn here and locked us in that box stall.
The idea. And when I tell the marshal,
I'm afraid a town marshal won't be of any use in this, Mrs. Silo.
Then, with us locked up, they blew open the safe.
It was Nicholson, then. Of
course it was. Nobody else. We could hear every move they made behind that door. Had some new kind of explosive they did. And I guess the door of that safe came open just like it was made of cheese.
And my plans, they're gone.
Easy, Professor. Nicholson took them, Mr. Silo?
You bet he took them. All me could hear everything, though he couldn't see it. Heard him say he got all the blueprints. Then the whole kit and caboodle of them skedaddled out of this barn as quick as they could go. And I heard him say something about getting away to the East Coast in an airplane.
An airplane?
Leaping lizards, I've got it.
Got what, Annie?
Don't you see? Gee, we were dumb not to get this before.
Get what, Annie?
Ferrara and his fake accident and landing that plane of his close to Nicholson's house.
Well, I don't see how that...
Why, there was nothing wrong with Ferrara's plane. You looked it over yourself, Mr. Bond, and you said there was no reason why it should have landed.
Right, Annie, but
Well, there was a reason why it landed. A good reason. And the reason was that Nicholson wanted a good way of escape after he'd stolen your airplane plans, Professor.
But, Annie, I don't see
it's
that...
It's all clear as day. Suppose Nicholson had gotten your plans. He couldn't have escaped by automobile or railroad. He'd have been caught too quickly. But in an airplane, don't you see, Ferrara faked that accident in a good plane so that Nicholson would have a sure means of getting away after he got the plans.
Annie, I believe you've hit it.
I know I have. Suffering sunfish, it's the only answer to all this, and it explains everything. With that plane not damaged a bit and ready and waiting, Nicholson can fly clear out of the country or to a waiting ship. And get clean away with the plans. Beautiful butterflies, we've got to do something. Here he is with the plans now.
Annie, you've hit it. You've got it.
I'm sure I have, Professor.
Bond, what are we going to do about this? We can't let Nicholson get away with those plans. I designed them for our own country, not for some foreign nation. We must stop him.
Don't see what we can do, Professor. After all, the plans are gone.
Listen.
To what, Joe?
Don't you hear it? It's the motor of an airplane.
It is. I'd recognize an airplane motor from a grave.
There's just one answer to it. It's Ferrara's plane. They've got Professor Kenyon's plans on board, and they're flying them away.
I think you're right, Annie. Listen, that plane is going east.
It is going east. I can tell that much.
That's what I heard Nicholson say. From that box stall, I heard him say he was going to take the plans to the East Coast where a boat was waiting.
A boat?
A trawler. Was the word he used. I guess that's a boat, ain't it?
My sakes, Pa, a trawler is someone who's fishing. Heavens to Betsy, you've gone crawling enough on Rock River.
Trolling, Pa, not trawling. Land sakes, I guess you better stick to your cooking.
There is a chance, Professor, if we could head off this plane of Nicholson's. After all, this new plane of yours is as fast as any ever built. If we could reach the coast before he does, there is a chance.
Bob, you're giving me new life. Of course there is. And I was forgetting radio.
Radio?
My plane is equipped with the latest in radio. Why, perhaps we can head this Nicholson off. Annie, Joe, Will you go with us?
Go where, Professor Canyon?
To the East Coast in pursuit of Nicholson.
Shucks, I'll say we will.
Just a minute, Joe. Land sakes, what would your mother think? I can't permit you to go dashing off.
Mrs. Silo, this is important. It's just about the biggest thing that's ever happened to us.
All right, Annie. Being locked in a box stall is the biggest thing that ever happened to me. But
Mrs. Silo, listen to me. I need Annie. You heard how she analyzed the reason why Ferrara landed his plane here. I need her mind, her keenness, her brain. This is serious, Mrs. Silo. It may mean the difference between peace or war for our country. It may
land
be the...
Land sakes, Mr. Kenyon, what are you talking about? What are
the professor is talking good common sense. You listen to him. You know who's behind all this. You know who's...
I do, Pa. But mercy me, the idea of Annie flying off in that aeroplane is...
It's for the good of the country, Ma. And if the professor says he wants and needs Annie, I guess it's up to us to see that he gets her.
Good for you, Mr. Silo. We can go, Professor. Joe and I can go.
Fine, fine. How is the plane, Bob?
Ready to take off at a moment's notice, Professor.
Good. Plenty of gas?
Her tanks are practically full. Ready for a long flight.
That's all I ask, then. My full confidence is in this plane. Bob, my boy, we're going to win yet. We have every chance. With you at the controls, I'm certain we can head off for our plane. And by using our radio, we can have all the authorities at Washington aiding us. Come, come.
Land sakes, Annie. I hate to see you get into that plane again.
It's just for a little while, Mrs. Silo. Suffering sunfish, if we can save the professor's plans,
I know, Annie, I know, or I think I know. It's something to do with our country. And goodness knows I'd do anything for my country. But seeing you go off like this, well, it makes me want to cry.
This is a time to be brave, not for tears.
Land sakes, I'm not going to cry, Byron. Of course not. Here, Annie, give me a great big hug and a kiss.
Come on, Annie, hurry up.
Come on, Joe. And don't you worry. Joe and I'll be back before you've even known we're gone.
Here's a hand, Annie.
Start your motor, Bob.
Right.
We're off.
Give it the gun, Bob.
She's got it.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs. Silo.
Goodbye, Annie. Goodbye, Joe. And may God go with you and protect you.
There they go. Annie, Joe, Bob Bond, and the professor off in the new silent airplane in pursuit of Nicholson. Will they be successful? Will they manage to get the plans of the secret plane back before Nicholson delivers them to the agents of his emperor? And remember that tip I gave you before the adventure tonight. Doc Ater, famous air pilot of the American Airlines, and many other pilots for this great airline, drink Ovaltine. They drink it to help build up their strength, pep, and endurance. Keep them mentally alert and physically fit as they fly American Airlines' big 14 berth planes from coast to coast. Yes, sir, these pilots say Ovaltine's a big help to them and say it's certainly what you want to drink to help keep you up on your toes, too. And so, if you haven't any Ovaltine at your house, ask your mother to be sure and get you a can at her drug or grocery store right away. Then you can treat yourself to a big, delicious cupful of Ovaltine for supper, just as many of these crack pilots are doing tonight. And now, you certainly want to be here right on the dot next Monday at Orphan Annie time to see if our friends will be able to catch Nicholson on that thrilling pursuit through the air. We'll hear more about that next Monday at this same time. And until then, goodbye.